Time to check back in with Kelly Cobble of the Quincy Art Association to find out how they're coping during this challenging time and some plans that they have for the future. Hey, Kelly, nice to see you again.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well here. It's nice to see you stationary. Last time we talked, you were a passenger in a moving vehicle.
That's right. You never know. You never know. So that was, like my one major outing of the COVID. So my son and I had a nice day down the Cape. So what can I tell you, right?
No, that's great.
Unexpected.
Happy to be part of it for sure.
That's right. Thank you for going with the groove.
Absolutely. So,
but I'm here and I'm sheltered from the storm, as we know right now. So let's hope we got the rain that we needed a little bit, and you know, I guess blowing in those autumn colors.
Yeah, oh yeah, seasons are changing for sure. Unfortunately, you know, what would have been a hallmark of the fall here in Quincy, of course, would have been Arts Fest, but that couldn't happen.
I know, I can't believe it. I can't believe it, yeah. So, but, you know, we're still kicking, and thank you for, you know, having an interest in us and keeping us on the board. So we are here. We've been very active, obviously, with social media. So we keep coming up with different themes and different ideas for people to show their art. And anybody is welcome to follow our Facebook and our Twitter feed, as well as Instagram. And we have some talented artists that are keeping those social media vehicles going. So please, anybody is welcome to follow us and join us. All they have to do is, you know, message us, and Paula will put them on Facebook, Wendy on Instagram, and your own Carol on our Twitter feed. Super. So, so that's been terrific. And I think it's been a nice way to keep a sense of community, which is what we really, want to do with the Art Association. That's really our mission, is to bring people together who have an interest and a desire to make art and show art. So, and what better time to make people maybe think about other things besides what's in the news every day. So, but I will say we do have a bittersweet campaign going on now, and that is we have a tribute to Mr. Keneally, the wonderful musician, musical inspiration to so many children, so many students, and so many adults in the community. So we have put out the challenge for, again, anybody, not just an artist and not just associated with the Quincy Arts. We want anybody to share their work that they've created, whether it be photography, drawing, painting, could be mosaics, it could be, you know, any medium. Join us if you've created or are so inspired to create a piece that celebrates music. And just like we were just talking a few minutes ago, you know, we're missing out on the symphony and the Quincy Choral Society. So if anybody out there is associated with those groups, you know, come on, try on a different hat and create a visual work of art that we can share and embrace. So we're very excited about that. And if you have any questions, you can always contact us at quincyartma.org or quincyartma@yahoo.com, or follow us on the social media feeds. So again, we're very excited about it. Some of our members, as well as the board members, had a long-term relationship with him. Their children, you know, were inspired by his generosity and his kindness. And I got to work with him on different occasions in the arts community. And he just put it all out there, Joe. He really, really did. And so, this is the least that we can do, is just to try to keep his memory alive and broaden the scope of what the arts mean to so many people. So we're excited, and thank you for giving us this way to share it.
Sure, yeah, for folks who are not aware, Rich Keneally, a longtime Quincy Public Schools music teacher, inspired many, many, many different generations of musicians that went on to, you know, further their careers or just play as an amateur, hobby. But a kind, gentle man who succumbed to COVID-19, along with his wife, too, this past year, too. So I know that he... will be missed by many, many generations of folks. I had a pleasure of working and meeting him several times as well. And you could really feel the passion that he had both for music, but also for his students, you know, and
yes.
wanted to share that with them. He truly sure. was a teacher in the true sense of the word.
And he was also a key component to the theater program that is so successful here in Quincy. You know, the schools, both high schools, and I'm sure even the middle schools, you know, wouldn't have had the success that they've had without his ungiving, you know, unconditional generosity and talents that he gave. So I know that he will be something that will be missed, but I think we're in good hands. We have the next generation that's stepping up and moving forward. So we embrace it all, really.
Sure. So where will the displays in his honor be kind of portrayed, Kelly?
It's, well, we, again, it's all virtual,
right.
Unfortunately. And so we have it on, again, all of our social media vehicles. But also we're hoping to maybe pull together a nice tribute for our website. And, you know, Tony and his wonderful talents, he has been actually curating a gallery on our website. Oh. So any visuals that he comes across that people submit, if he thinks he can make it work, somehow he does, you know, it has to be a certain quality of image. Mm-hmm. And if he can put it up there, he does. And he's made a gallery on our website. And we're hoping to have like a page of tributes to him, kind of the, you know, a combination of portraits or musical inspirations. We've already seen quite a variety, everything from still lifes with pianos and musical notes to portraits, sketching, everything. We've really already, just in a couple of weeks' time, have seen quite a variety. So he will take what he can and make a nice little, gallery of it on our website.
Yeah.
We also have a longstanding teacher and artist friend of ours, Edwina Catchy.
Oh, sure.
And I'm sure the name is familiar. She was always featured in our shows. And unfortunately, she has announced her retirement. She's just physically not able to paint and show like she used to. And she was very famous for her portraits of rock and roll stars,
yes.
And tango dancers, exactly. Yep. David Bowie, Mick Jagger, all kinds. So we are trying to pull together some very good images of her work, and we hope to add that as our personal tribute as well. So so please, everybody, come look at the Quincy Arts, ma.org, Quincy Arts website, and find us and enjoy the art. You know, we can't get out physically as much, and we're not having our shows, unfortunately, but you can still enjoy the fruits of the wonderful, talented people that we have in this area. So please celebrate really with us as we go through this.
Yeah, absolutely. You might be aware, Kelly, about the Quincy Cultural Memories projects that the city is embarking, asking folks to submit their experiences of life in Quincy during the pandemic. Have you seen
yes.
that at the Art Association?
We have been promoting that as well. We want our friends and members to contribute to that because we think it's a great way to leave a legacy. So yes, we do keep reminding our folks about that. So I think it's a great idea. I think I have my photograph that I took to submit and haven't done it yet. So,
yep.
So shame on me.
But there's no deadline, so folks can do it anytime.
Right. Not that we don't all wish this. Right. We want it to be over, but, right. But we can keep it, we can let it live on in memory and legacy, right. Mm.
So we'll give folks something else to do rather than worry, you know.
Well, create some art instead. Right. I have told all my friends to say, get over yourselves, get outside. I've told people, just come grab a chair and pull up to Pageant Field or down at the beach and just enjoy the beauty, enjoy nature. That's what you can do. Go by yourself, go with a friend. Mm-hmm. You know, just get out of the house and start and get away from media, I guess, except for good social media curated by the Quincy Art Association.
And QATV, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But people need to really get out. And to segue to that, I will say we did have a very small, successful group of some of our artists go out and do plein air painting during the summer, and maybe if we have some decent weather they'll get out again. And and again, it's just something that we do advertise through our Facebook page, and that is just going out, picking a spot and getting together and bringing your supplies. Again, it can be a pencil and a pad of paper, or it can be your little paint set, whatever it is, or a camera. Mm-hmm. And, it's just, again, camaraderie and making art where we can. And so that has been lovely. And I hope some of that, I know some of that artwork has been up on our website. So, and I will say, I will use that as another segue to say that Morgan Davis is one of the artists that does spearhead that group. And she is also one of our instructors at the Quincy Art Association. And she will be offering a class this fall, starting in a couple of weeks, the week of October 12th, Friday evenings. She will be hosting a class in the building. We're being very, very cautious. We can only allow three or four students per class, and we will be offering three in-house classes on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We'll have an introduction to drawing. Morgan will be teaching oils and acrylic on Friday evenings. And we'll also have three students down in our pottery studio with the windows and doors open. That's tough because we have a dedicated following of the studio, the pottery workers and or artists, and it's hard to harness them. So what we're doing is for the three of our classes, we're keeping them short. We're doing only four weeks, so that gives time for the students to maybe learn or practice on a good piece with the instructor. But then we'll either try to follow it up with another mini session, or maybe they can follow it up online or whatever the arrangements may be. But we thought it would be safe to keep it a very limited physical space and then keep it limited as far as the weeks go. So it's disappointing for us not to have a lot of buzz going on in the building, but we're very excited to at least start very slowly and, see what we can do to invite people to come together, because we do feel that, or we've heard the demands of people really wanting to do art with other people. Some just don't have the confidence to do it on their own, so it sits idle. Others enjoy the camaraderie, and it's what they do in their life to enrich their experiences. So we wanted to try to provide a space that we could, and we'll see what we can do.
Sure. I'm assuming folks would have to sign up or pre-register for those, Kelly.
Yes. Okay. So again, go to any of our outlets, our emails or our website, and you can do that. We are offering at least one online class, and that's the Japanese ink wash class with Tamara. And that is a very unique experience. So it's a very slow and meditative experience. So she has a great training and is very enthusiastic about that type of work. So she is willing to offer it that online, and has been practicing, has made some YouTube videos herself, and you know, it's should be an interesting experience. I'm going to try to commit myself to that one.
Very good. Okay.
Right, right. So so we'll see. And then for our members, normally we have monthly meetings where we either have a live demonstration or we have a lecture or some kind of talk, inspirational of art. And we're actually going to have Tamara doing a virtual art appreciation offerings for our members. And that's what we will be doing for our programming, at least for the next couple of months. I'll have her do maybe every other month. This month, of course, we participated with the library just this week on the Norman Rockwell talk, which was fascinating, in his Norman Rockwell and how he came to become a staunch supporter of diversity, and how the company, that the Saturday Evening Post, would not let him portray any African Americans or anybody of other color unless in other roles. And so he ultimately had to quit his position and become a more independent worker so that he could express himself more freely and be more of an advocate for civil rights and human rights. So that was a very inspirational talk that the library hosted, but they were kind enough to invite us in and be co-hosts so that we could expand it to our audience. And so it was a great, great afternoon, evening. So hopefully, like I said, we'll pick up with Tamara either next month or in November. Okay. And people, she's actually going to take people for a virtual tour of her favorite pieces at the Museum of Fine Arts.
Oh, so, okay. Very nice.
Yeah. Right. So,
actually able to offer quite a bit, even given the circumstances. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. We try. We really do. So
I'm guessing
again, we're all volunteers, so you can only pull from so much.
And the in-person classes, I'm guessing all the proper guidelines for safety, right, will be in place.
Absolutely. Everybody will have to have their temperature checked and to sign in. And every, of course, we've been keeping it clean and sanitized. Nobody except for really a couple of us have been in there at all. And yep, we have it all written out. And if there are any questions, again, we'll be there to answer them.
Mm-hmm. Is there a cost associated at all, Kelly?
Yes. Yes. We will be having a regular, fees because we do have to pay the teachers. All of the supplies people will have to get on their own, and the supply list will be under the registration description on our website. So, yes, please contact us. We can send out, a flyer that describes the classes, or you can just go on to the web and see it for yourself.
Okay.
Enjoy Tony's creative design and colorful.
Yes, he's done a great job with the website. If folks haven't seen it, they really ought to. It looks great. So I'm sure that the galleries he creates will be just as stunning.
Right, right. I know. I think he's missing. Usually he designs, his two posters. I should actually have him design a poster for the Arts Fest that we didn't have, just to have it in our archives.
Great idea, actually.
It will be sad to have a missing, an empty box there. So yeah, I'll have to have them get back to work.
Yeah, exactly. So while I know, you know, also that event is typically something that artists depend on for a little bit of income, and that the Art Association depends on as well. So there's that to consider.
Right. And that's why we thought, you know, we can offer a few classes and see if we can just kind of keep things going. You know, if these artists and instructors aren't teaching, then, you know, they don't have a way of the way of really, you know, supporting themselves if they're trying to stick with their art. So we like to give them a vehicle if we can.
Yeah. Have you heard about what other art associations are doing in the area at all, Kelly?
A combination of things. Okay. Milton has been kind of up and running for the fall. So they've done outdoor events and inside as well. Some of the other art associations are like us, just offering virtual programming, really. They haven't been able to offer the classes. So again, we'll reach out to them and make sure that they know that we're opening the building to small, very small capacity, and whatever they can, you know, however they can use it with us, we're more than happy to partner with them.
Great. Okay. So again, in-person classes start October 12th.
Yes.
Artma.org. And anything else we should touch on?
No, I don't think so. Again, just, you know, sad to say we're living in a virtual world for the most part. But we're offering a tiny bit of, you know, physical presence. So very cautiously, and we'll just see how it goes. We'll be very understanding. You know, if somebody does sign up and isn't comfortable, you know, we'll do what we have to do. But that's why we went with a shorter commitment.
Yeah.
So that if we're interrupted, like we were in the spring, you know, we might be able to pick up where we left off, you know, in a couple of weeks, couple of months, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But we won't be leaving people hanging with weeks ahead of them, you know, so.
Okay.
So we're going cautiously.
Yes. Might be a good time for folks who have extra time on their hands to, you know, attend to that budding artist that they think they might have, or at least find a new hobby.
Right. That's what we were hoping. You know, again, all of our instructors teach at all levels. They're welcoming to all levels, and it's very much at your own pace. So some of our veterans use it to just finesse their techniques, and again, just sometimes for companionship. Mm-hmm. They really almost don't take the instruction, except for, you know, whatever suggestions another eye wants to make as far as colors or shading or perspective, etc. Mm-hmm. But you know, again, we're almost like that one room classroom. We get all levels, and again, the instructors are patient and kind and talented, and really know how to just, you know, give a little bit or give a lot if they have to.
Yeah, that's great. And I know teachers always learn something in the process as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. That's their give and take. They were all knocking on our door, really, all summer, you know, to do something. And again, we're very cautious. I regret a little bit that we didn't do more to maybe do more activities outside the building when we had the weather. But everybody was distracted. You know, I'm still working full time, and the weekends have been filled up just trying to keep the building going and, you know, keep the bills paid and et cetera. So we didn't get it off the ground, but we might. The group Quincy for Transformative Change have also approached us to do some events. And so we are hoping that we can maybe do a pumpkin painting or more stone painting events, just to get people out and just to have, again, a sense of camaraderie. Mm-hmm. So we'll advertise it. If we can pull it off, we'll be doing it.
Okay.
So that's coming up.
Okay, great. So again, stay tuned to your social media and your websites.
Yes.
For, latest information.
Yes.
All right. So good to see you, Kelly. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe. Great to see you. And thank you so much for your generosity and interest in us. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It's our pleasure. Hopefully next time we can get together in person.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day. A great autumnish day.
You too. Be well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.